As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. And let that melody be in 5, 2, 8. Oh, yes, but before we get into a conversation, and let it flow through the evening, creating an auditory sensation, we are going to give it up to the Creator. And for this evening, I get to do the opening. I have missed you all. Yes, you are listening to the Insight Hour. And we have the man with the power, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, the engineer, the co-creator of a wonderful event that is coming. It's all we want to talk about. It's all we want to give praise to the Creator for having put that thought in our mind, in our spirit, to do what is necessary, the grand experiment. And tonight, Heavenly Father, I just want to say that I am so grateful. I am so grateful to have friends like Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Don Nicola and all the rest of you out there. I am so blessed. And Heavenly Father, I know that you are blessing all of the peoples all over the world because I can feel the love that is generating. Heavenly Father, I want to give thanks and praises to the one you know yourself who said, I am, I am. Oh, yes, and that is the truth, no more, no less. Yes, to be or not to be, that is out of the question. It is now time. And Heavenly Father, you know that every unselfish act is charity. And you know that this is the greatest practice that a human being can practice on this here Saha world. And no longer will we postpone our good resolutions to the future. It's now. It is now for us to deal with the truth. And the truth is that nothing moves, nothing grows without the frequency of your love and the divine intervention that will be our intervention. This is what I try to speak of, the good deeds and the moment of urgency, which is now for us to participate in this great deed. It is time for us to do our duty. Heavenly Father, these are the words that you put in me. These are the words that we have proclaimed. Remember, everyone, you know you said it. A promise made, there is a promise we keep here, and vice versa. So we have made a promise in the past. We are here in the present, getting ready to deal with this here future. And you can see it. Yes, you can. I have a song, Heavenly Father, that I'd like to share with you and with all the people who are listening tonight. Yes, and it is called Pull Up to the Table If You're Able. You gave it to me. I give it to them. They can contemplate it. I'd love to sing it, Heavenly Father, and I'm going to sing it. Pull up to the table if you're able and negotiate your dreams. Negotiate your dreams. Progress speeds the self resulting in not so much time. Be ready for change can come with any rhyme. Communication, appreciation for your word. Oh, I am, I am, I am. Not going to waste a lot of time singing, but that's just one little flavor of the 528 that you can savor as we begin to do this, which we have been doing. I told you one more time, I have to say it, Heavenly Craig, that is a promise made there, is a promise we keep here. And that is what we are holding down here on the Big Island. Dr. Len, I love you, and I thank God for you. And Heavenly Creator and Father, you're telling me it is time to give it up to the Insight Hour. Let's start this power hour. Can I bring in the man? Everybody say amen and bring in the man. I like to call Dr. Len. Dr. Len, are you there?
Hi, Reverend Roxy. You're such a sweetheart. I love you, too. I missed you on the Insight Hour.
Ah, you know I miss you, too.
Well, everybody, folks, isn't this wonderful? We have Reverend Roxy back from Washington, D.C., the inauguration of our president. Oh, isn't that wonderful that you've joined us tonight?
Yes, yes, yes. I so want to tell everybody out there that inauguration was a prelude to the wonderful thought that the light H2O knows it can prove, and that is that great large numbers of humanity can come together without incident, and with the love and that feeling of joy and exaltation can rise above any kind of irritation or any kind of whatever that you had to put up with in the freezing cold or whatever. Everybody's souls were just warmed by this idea of unity, and they expressed it. And that was what was so beautiful about, for me, DC, and the fact that if we can do it for a man, let's do it for the Creator, let's do it for Mother Earth. And that's what I believe we were demonstrating out there.
Amen. What a wonderful concept, folks. Did you hear that? That's from my sister's heart. If we could do it for a man, we could do it for our Creator, we could do it for our Mother Earth, and we can give it also up for the triune God water. We can, that part of the God that creates is water, and that's what Live H2O, the concept of the living water, is about. And today, we've got a great show for you on the Inside Hour. We're going to be bringing on in a couple minutes a dear friend of mine and Reverend Roxy's, Don Nikoloff, who you have the opportunity to hear every night after the Inside Hour, and actually 5 nights of the week on BBS Radio. He's going to be joining us because we've been dealing actually largely today with Live H2O, the concept of the living water, looking at 528 to set the record straight. 2009, going divine, that's where we're heading right now, and basically you've joined us because that's what you feel in your heart, is a calling. There's a calling in your heart as you look around, and you're smart, you realize that it's got to be better. There, we can produce a lot better. We can co-create heaven on earth. We can literally eliminate the wars and terminate the infectious diseases. We can produce universal prosperity. We can completely extinguish poverty, as well as the injustices and the political positions of dehydration and starvation. We can do all of this and far, far more. So we're going to bring on Don Nikoloff in just a couple of minutes. Let me give it up also. Thank you so much for the prayer to the Creator, Reverend Roxy. I want to tell folks, if they have not gotten on the Live H2O website yet, they better do it fast because it's going to change. I understand that by next Tuesday night, there's going to be a whole new look. There's going to be a whole new feel. There's going to be a lot of change that happens on Live H2O website that is going to, now it's livehto.org, that is going to be positioning you with a personal computer at the throttle of the control room. Thereby you will be able to produce your own program. This is a historic event, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. This is the first time in history, in recent history, that is, in the last several millennia, that people empowered with technology will be able to have mass communication, audio, visual, in fact, high definition from their own laptops, and be able to literally, without commercial breaks, without multinational corporations manipulating the control stations, as well as the agenda, you will be able to produce your own 72-hour program with what we're putting together on the new livehto.org website. And that day one is about edutainment, all about honoring water and all of its great glory and what it does for us, for sustainability as well as free energy. Everything that we get from the living God, the living water, the crystal clear creative juice that flows ideally in this perfectly pure state through humanity's bloodstreams, which is the rivers and streams talked about in the book of Revelation in the end times, where once again we shall have the healing of the nations due to the crystal clear water. Of course, what I want to give it up thanks to Oxy Silver, our main supporter for Live H2O. Everything that you've been buying from healthyworldstore.com goes to fund the Live H2O event that I've given up, and I'm privileged and humbled to do that. My next 6 months, we've been working on it, Reverend Roxy knows, for several years, but for the next 6 months, it's full time that we basically have a need for an executive producer, and Don Nikoloff certainly is helping. He's the executive producer for Tetrahedron Records, but there's a need for an executive producer for Live H2O, so I've stepped up to that, and with your help and with all my friends, you know, we get a buy with a little help from our friends.
Hey, I hear a beep, Dr. Lynn. Is that, do we have somebody with us?
That could be Don Nikoloff. Who's on the line? Who's calling the Inside Hour tonight? Oh, it was just the Cokie Frogs.
Can you hear them? No, I'm sorry for that. I thought I heard a beat.
That's quite all right. At any rate, you know, we do get interrupted by beeps every once in a while. So the people who support Live H2O, I want to thank you folks in advance for supporting everything that you buy from HealthyWorldStore.com. Actually goes to support what it is that we're doing in this humanitarian project extraordinaire. It is an awesome, awesome project. Please do review what it is that we're about to do. In fact, in summary, we're about to marry human hearts, millions of people all over the world who get this calling for something better, to create, co-create something better, to literally listen to our Creator and bring peace to earth. As it is in heaven, so be it here. And that this whole concept, people are going to be marrying that love in their hearts and that ideal and that vision of a better future for us and our children and our children's children. And that we will marry that heartfelt, loving intent of humanity to the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, to produce the universal healer, love. And so love in 528 hertz frequency, the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, the center of the rainbow, the center of the musical mathematical matrix, literally the center of pi and phi and Fibonacci series and the sacred geometry and the cosmology of the pyramids. Everything is related to love. We are literally the physical manifestation, the crystallization and miraculous essence of our Creator's prayer for love, and it's sung in 528. So we're going to retune instruments, and we're going to deliver the message around the world that this A440 hertz frequency tuning, you know, we're going to bring Don Nikoloff in. Hey, Don, are you on the line yet?
Yes, I am, Dr. Lynn. Good evening, and hello, Reverend Roxy. I feel like I'm down south again.
Well, you know, if you want to go as far as Texas, that's the south, too.
Don, welcome to the Inside Hour. For folks who don't know you, this is my dear friend who is absolutely one of the most staunch crusaders for telling, writing, and broadcasting the truth. He spends most of his waking hours researching and writing and being a human servant. He really is a divine servant, serving humanity in the best possible way that he can. And that he comes to you as a great contribution, a donation of his time and his money every night on BBS Radio in evident footprints. And we'll be carrying on this special program through the Inside Hour into evident footprints. And Don's got some special guests that he can tell you about. Don, I was going to talk about, you can go wherever you want, Don, but I was going to suggest that we talk a little bit about A440 with having reference today, and I think you might have gotten the CC, to Reverend Roxy's dear friend, Bear Dykin from Clan Dykin, the rock band. That's more like the educational, spirit-filled folk rock band.
Yes.
And the question that we were battering back and forth is, what is this 440 frequency tuning that all standard tuning is now? Where did it come from?
Well, I'm going to go into that. I must let you know, Seth chatted a message to me here that there is a caller on the line. So,
How nice. Who's calling? Who's calling the Inside Hour?
Hello?
Hi there.
Yeah, hi. I was interested in finding out what Epstein-Barr virus, what treatment can be used for it?
Okay, for which virus?
Epstein-Barr.
Epstein-Barr. Oh, yeah. Vaccine contaminant. Oh, okay. Well, Epstein-Barr virus, thankfully now we have OxySilver.
OxySilver, uh-huh.
Yeah, go to OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an Epstein-Barr, do you have a chronic fatigue issue?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I'm losing a lot of weight. I've lost a lot of weight, like 40 pounds.
Okay. Well, you know, turn the damage into a blessing. You're going to make lemonade out of the lemons here.
Okay.
And basically what you want to do is you want to obviously change your lifestyle around the weight loss. So long as you're well hydrated and you're detoxifying, make sure that you're well hydrated and that you try to purge yourself from all the toxins as much as possible before you take OxySilver, because OxySilver is very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to wipe out those viruses in your body within 24 to 48 hours. You're going to have a massive die-off.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're well hydrated and prepared for the kill-off of those viruses, then you're going to overload your, basically, your liver and your detoxification organ, you know, your skin. You're going to get headaches. You're going to get fever. You'll potentially will get chills. You potentially would get skin rashes. But you won't get any of those problems if you're well hydrated and with an alkalinized body chemistry. So you want to be drinking a lot of good, fresh, pure water adjusted with fresh squeezed lemon or lime if you're able to get it. If not, get on Healthy World Store. Get yourself the Alkalife drops.
Alkalife,
Alkalife drops. And then the other thing that I would highly urge you to get from the Healthy World Store is Zeolife. Z-E-O-L-I-F-E. It's the total top shelf, broad spectrum detoxification aid that goes beyond chelation. It actually goes to what's called clathration, whereby the zeolite in it is specially formulated to hold on to the toxins, chemicals, heavy metals, the poisons that are weakening your immune system. Aside from the viruses, it'll hold on until it's out of your body versus other chelation aids. The other thing is you want to make sure that you've got some really powerful minerals. There's a new product that we just took on from Dr. Medicine Wolf, who's a complete genius, and we're privileged to work with him. It's called Electro Minerals, and that'll spark your whole energy back, your bio energy, and through the monoatomic and diatomic elements, especially monoatomic gold and silver, and the palladium group, the platinum group elements. And so that's the minerals, as well as, because when you start to chelate and you detox, you want to replace the minerals. Then, once you're stable and once you're pretty able to handle a massive virus die-off, then you can take the OxySilver.
Okay.
And you should take 3 teaspoons with prayer.
With what?
Prayer. P-R-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, it's
Three teaspoons with prayer. I would say 3 to 6 times a day for the first week. If you're really wacky, you want to whack this Epstein-Barr virus. And for those who don't know, the Epstein-Barr virus is one of the most common vaccine contaminants. Humanity did not have Epstein-Barr virus until they started to fool around with these types of viruses in the laboratories and then injected them into humanity's bloodstream. It's the Iatra genocide. It's a way to get people sick and addicted and hooked on drugs and medicines and the medical deities' prescriptions. And so, basically, you want to know that currently, OxySilver is being targeted along with all of the silver hydrosols by the drug industrialists because it works so well and so inexpensively. Now, if you happen to have a good holistic doctor who does intravenous, and for, I suspect strongly what I'm telling you is going to work very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But in case you need something stronger, or in mm-hmm. case you know anyone who's crashing and dying from an infectious disease that the hospital administrators and the medical deities are just mm-hmm. poisoning them to death and they're not helping them,
mm-hmm.
and you want to bring that patient back to life, then mm-hmm. you could use OxySilver Professional.
Thank
but
you.
You got to get your doctor. The doctor's got to call us
mm-hmm.
to get the box of OxySilver Professional.
Okay.
It's still it's about 1/8 the cost of what the drug industrialists charge
mm-hmm.
for in the infectious disease clinics.
Yeah.
But OxySilver is about 1/16, actually less than that, the cost of what they're
okay.
charging.
Okay.
And so a bottle, an 8-ounce bottle, which for your situation, you'll probably want to order 2 or 3 bottles.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to cost you, if you join as an affiliate, you'll get
mm-hmm.
25% off, so you're figuring around $30-$35 a bottle.
Yeah, okay.
So it's still less than $100. You'll have an excellent, excellent regimen for getting
okay.
out of this mess that you're
so
in.
How do I order it? From where?
Yeah, you can call a toll-free number tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
It's 888
mm-hmm.
K-O Germs.
K-O Germs.
Yeah, like knockout germs. 888 K-O G-E-R-M-S.
Okay.
Okay. And,
yeah, one question. I've been taking, today I had vitamin C intravenously. I've been taking chelation.
Yes. That's good.
That's good.
I'm concerned because, again, your doctors, if they're smart, they know that when patients are placed on chelation, they're not just getting rid of the chemicals and the heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those chelation agents, vitamin C, et cetera, will not hold on to what it's binding to before
mm-hmm.
it leaves the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it then taxes some systems. We now have an advanced understanding of how to remove
mm-hmm.
poisons from the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with Zeolite.
Right.
And Zeolite, if you do research, it's the number one medically proven and recommended natural supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Zeolite.
Uh-huh.
It is actually what we're looking at here on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's little bits and pieces of lava rock
mm-hmm.
that's kind of like honeycomb
that's
got the capacity to hold on to heavy metals and chemicals. But
okay.
that's standard Zeolite.
Mm-hmm.
What we have is called Zeolife.
Okay.
It is far beyond that.
Okay.
It actually holds on. It's treated so that it holds on to the heavy metals, chemicals, as
mm-hmm.
well as as well as replaces the minerals that it's pulling out, as
yeah.
well as, incredibly, because of the electromagnetic frequency
mm-hmm.
that we've put into it, which includes 528 hertz of love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everything that we are doing right now is based on understanding water and water science, and that
mm-hmm.
your body is made of mostly water.
Right.
So if we understand that, and water is part of the triune God, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we understand that water is a superconductor, and
mm-hmm.
when you add silver to it, you've got a double superconductor,
right.
and that if you put love into it, then you've got a double superconductor of love, the
yeah.
universal healer.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a virtual homeopathic constitutional remedy to cure what ails you.
Okay.
Okay, so that's in OxySilver, that's in Zeolite, that's in the electrominerals. Everything that Healthy World Distributing and that I'm involved with,
mm-hmm.
we add the 528 hertz frequency of love to, as well as whenever we can, the breath of the earth,
mm-hmm.
the lava heated steam from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty, though, in addition, with the monoatomic elements and minerals in the Zeolife and in the electrominerals,
mm-hmm.
what it has the capacity to do also is to remove aberrant electromagnetic frequencies, like
mm-hmm.
you know, energetic pollution in our body as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really the most advanced, broad-spectrum detoxification aid.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you get on Zeolife and mm-hmm. you get well hydrated and pH mm-hmm. adjusted so that you're more alkaline.
More alkaline, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you're really ready for OxySilver. You'll have a
okay.
massive die-off and you'll start to feel better within, I would say, 3 or 4 days. You should
okay.
already start to feel, clearing of the viral load. Your immune
mm-hmm.
system's going to pop back to life. But I want you to take it with prayer. Do you understand me?
It's a prayer.
Yeah, do you pray?
Yeah, I do. I pray a lot.
you pray a lot. Well, okay, let me tell you a little bit about prayer for the benefit of everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last century's greatest genius was not Einstein. It was Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who invented the electrical systems that give us light today.
Uh-huh.
And that man used to pray before he created any machine,
mm-hmm.
and he used to pray before he turned any machine on.
Mm-hmm.
And today we have a water that we're selling through Healthy
mm-hmm.
World Store.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit expensive, but it's extraordinarily powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's made with 528 hertz frequency prayer and
mm-hmm.
lots of love with the prayer, and
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Things do not work well
mm-hmm.
if you don't pray.
Right.
Any technology, and this honors what Reverend Roxy is talking about, what my brother Don's going to be talking about, is that this creator within us
mm-hmm.
that we could commune in, Don was writing about this today in this magnificent sound of silence, that
mm-hmm.
we can commune with the creator
mm-hmm.
in this frequency resonance of love and be uplifted and whole and made whole.
Mm-hmm.
And, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom
right.
of heaven, we can restore our own bodies with that perfection if we simply commune with the Most High.
Right, uh-huh.
And the Most High created you with prayer,
mm-hmm.
the spoken word with a loving intent
right.
to create Adam and Eve in the garden and the children who we are. And we're
mm-hmm.
currently being blessed, and everything that I've written in electrogenetics proves
mm-hmm.
what's making us be here now.
Mm-hmm.
is literally this love frequency resonance, this music from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you understand that, and you understand you're mostly water, that means you're mostly part of the triune God,
okay.
that you're a goddess, and you
mm-hmm.
understand the power that the Creator gave us, His children, to
mm-hmm.
do great things and miracles. And Yeshua, Jesus said, you will do more than what I have done.
Right.
Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take any technology,
mm-hmm.
especially silver water,
mm-hmm.
nano silver, oxy silver water,
mm-hmm.
where you're going to get already this 528 frequency resonance in it that's connecting to your heart. It's resonating and in sync with your heart,
mm-hmm.
and you place your heart-filled loving intent for your
mm-hmm.
miraculous healing
mm-hmm.
as you swallow those 3 teaspoons 3 times a day to 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very, very powerful for you, sister.
Okay. Thank you. Does Dr. Horowitz see patients privately?
No, Dr. Horowitz stopped seeing patients. I do health consults like this, but we typically, like what I'm doing with you now, recommend that people, they can pay me $300 an hour. That's what my secretary sets it up for doing. But I prefer to have you call the inside hour, because then what we could do is administer it to you for free and give
mm-hmm.
the same advice to hundreds of other people who are listening.
Right, yeah. Okay, so I'll call the store tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thanks. What was your name?
My name is Jermaine. Thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for your help.
Pleasure.
I'll call the store tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much for all your help.
Quite welcome.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Brother Don.
I'm still here.
go for it, bro.
Okay. We were going to talk about the history of this international tuning standard, A440 hertz. And for those people out there that don't know what hertz are, those are cycles per second. So we're talking about a vibration that vibrates 440 times a second. Now, the initial tuning frequency based on how they constructed musical instruments back in the 1400s, 1500s, 1600s, and pretty much through what we know as the classical period of music was centered around the note C at 256 hertz. Now, what's interesting about that frequency is if you do numerology and add the numbers, you get a 13. 2 plus 5 is 7, plus 6 is 13. That represents the 13 Illuminati families. So this tuning was sought in the beginning as a means of tuning organs, tuning pianos. And back at, in those, I'm hearing another voice. I don't know if the caller's still on the line.
Hi, we got anybody else on the line? No. Hey, Don, give me that again. You started with 440.
Okay, I'm referencing 440 as the current international tuning standard. Now I'm hearing a barking of a dog too. So, Seth, you may want to attend to that call. It's still open. Okay, much quieter now. So the international tuning standard 440 is what we have right now. Now prior to that, and that tunes to the note A, which is a minor sixth above middle C. Now, the original tuning note was 256 hertz, and they tuned middle C to that note, or to that frequency. And that frequency had a hidden numerical value, and that is the number 13, which represented the 13 Illuminati families. Now, there's some people out there that will say that's totally absurd, but I'm telling you, that was who was behind establishing that frequency. The intention was to subliminally affect people, exert a type of control and compliance through that frequency. Now, Bach and Beethoven, throughout their careers, used that frequency primarily because all the instruments were being designed to comply with the edicts that were sent out. The acousticians of the day, Joseph Savour and Ernst Chladni, were, let's say, working and consulting with all of the instrument manufacturers and the composers and, of course, the performers, that their instruments would comply with these tuning frequencies. So there was an intention to put out a particular vibration. Now, there came a time later on at the outset of World War II where Joseph Goebbels from the Nazi Party, he was actually the head of their propaganda machine, you could say, he put out an edict, and I'm not certain of this, but my intuition tells me that Dr. Joseph Mengele would have been behind this to some extent. Certainly the Illuminati still would have been behind it because they used the number 11 four times. They used four. 440 is actually numerologically adds up to an 8, and it has a double meaning. I referred to this on a past show with you that the number 8 is affiliated with prosperity, with wealth, with work, with materialism. And it also has hidden in the number 44, the zero means nothing in numerology. So the number 44 represents 4 times 11, 11 being one number above God or Satan. Now, this is hidden in that, and we can still make music sound beautiful, but the frequency is a satanic frequency, both in the sense of our attachment to the ego self and material productivity, competition, and even fear of death.
How do you get from 44, 11?
4 times 11 is 44.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, these meanings are hidden in that frequency.
Yeah.
And this is, again, for some people, it's going to not mean anything, or it's going to sound like gibberish or
yeah.
superstition.
Well, let me see if I can help those folks out just for a minute. Folks, if you understand, first of all, what hydrosonics and numerology and mathematics as a creative language is about, let me just take you back to Genesis. In the beginning, there was the creator and the water at the same time. Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. We're talking about there being water and the creator at the same time. Then the Holy Spirit of the creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water, and then, after that, the word frequency resonance, which is mathematics, was spoken into that quantum field, that dimension where the water divides from the water. That's a quantum field. That's what the Bible talks about as the dome or the firmament or the ether. So everything is a mathematical manifestation. So when Brother Don tells you now that there's hidden frequency, meaning, and literally creative, either prospering or undoing vibratory essence to the mathematics, this is the truth. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, now, when we look at the history of some of these classical composers, many of them used the C256 hertz tuning frequency, and remember this represents the number 13. And when they began looking at other frequencies, again, they still stayed with the number 13. They moved up to 427 en route to trying to establish an international frequency, which at one point they tried getting 440 hertz to become the standard, but it was vehemently voted down. I have no reason to suspect anything other than the massive change that would have required. But during time of war, it became a different issue.
Let me interject something here, because I actually just did some research on this 2 weeks ago and then again today when our brother Bear Dykin from Clan Dykin, who's going to be joining us for Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water, brought this subject up, and because he challenged me on my statement that I believe it's a solidly evidenced theory, at least, that the Rockefellers in the United States were behind in 1917 the American Federation of Musicians passage of the standardization of A440. Which predates Hitler and Goebbels' use, and everybody who's been listening and reading Dr. Len Horowitz's work knows that the Rockefellers' eugenics, genetics agenda was what Hitler was funded to advance by the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, and that was from 1917 to 1928, they built the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany. This is when the period in which A440 standardization occurred. Who was funding largely the arts at that time, Brother Don?
That would have been the Rockefellers.
Exactly.
And, of course, we have also James Loeb, who I wrote about in my sheriff piece about the real identity of the Bush Clan. He had donated money to Carnegie Hall and many universities, particularly for the arts. What was interesting, he was German. So again, that connection was really, really deep, and it went through generations. It didn't end with the war. It got stronger. In fact, it's when you buy a musical instrument today, for the most part, unless you specifically order an instrument tuned to a different frequency, something above 440, say 441, for example, is becoming popular. It's popular because it's a brighter sound, and it's also a shift away from that really satanic frequency. That's my my discernment telling me that. We'll
see. Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yeah, anything else?
Well, over time, the instruments, you know, we moved out of the square pianos. You see, the tuning systems used on those pianos was quite a bit different than we tune our instruments today. We use equal temperament, and that means the you can divide an octave into 12 equal parts, and basically moving down the piano keyboard, up or down the piano keyboard, is going to, as you move from a white note to the next adjacent note, which might be a black or a white key, moving up in semitones or down in semitones, the pitch relationships are exactly equal. So now they make all the instruments with that characteristic. The more professional instruments adhere to the intonation in terms of those pitch relationships. However, synthesizers and electronic keyboards may or may not be in tune with that. It depends on how much money they actually put into the development of these instruments, because the tone generators and the oscillators can be expensive. But the professional instruments definitely are tuned to A440. Now, the beauty of that is we can change those pitches to the sacred frequencies, which were used in solfeggio. And that is applying a sound to each pitch, such as do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Or originally it was do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. We know that from the song Do, Re, Mi, from The Sound of Music. So the frequencies that you and I and some others are espousing are based on mathematical principles, all divisible by 3, 6, or 9, ultimately by 3. And so there is a pattern, but the pattern isn't as fixed as, let's say, one that produces a 9, and definitely very different from one that produces the structured harmonies. You see, the number 8 is a structure, and it equates with the 8th dimension, which is very structured. It's not a spirit-filled dimension, or it's not a dimension where one can experience spirituality. It's law, it's rules, it's oppression, it's all the things that shackle a person. I think I used that word a couple of times in the letter that I wrote this afternoon, that it's like being imprisoned physically, mentally, and so much so that you really don't touch your spiritual wealth or your spiritual value. You don't really realize who you are. It limits your awareness. Now, you can feel the music in your heart. You can appreciate the music. You can love the music. But it doesn't make that sacred connection to the heart center.
Let me amplify what you just said, folks. This is a very vitally important thing that Brother Don has just talked about. And let me just amplify it by telling you two facts. One is, in musicology, there is a interval known as the devil's interval. And in musicology, that interval is between 528 hertz and 741 hertz. Now, that's, if you look at the perfect circle of sound, there's 528, 639, then 741. So there's actually, in the original solfeggio musical scale that Don and I are talking about and using now for live H2O and recommending that people tune to, that represents a dissonant, very aversive sound when you play those two things together. Now, 528 happens to be the miracle tone. When Don said do, re, mi, or ut, re, mi, miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English, it's the third note of the original musical scale. Now, it's also the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the electromagnetic sound spectrum. In other words, it's the only note that's the center of both spectrums. So it's already very special. It's at the heart of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. It's at the heart of the rainbow. And at the heart of the rainbow, you've got this yellowish green or greenish yellow That is your heart chakra. It is the original, as Don's been mentioning, the original C note. You start tuning instruments, such as pianos, in C. And then you build, just like you would a human being, based on C. In this case, love. So that the further analysis shows that when A440 is sounded and the pitch of it is compared to the solfeggio, what's astonishing, and we just posted this, Brother Don, I don't know whether you know this or not, but we just posted this in a journal called, online free journal called hydrosonics.org. And in hydrosonics.org, there's a contribution by Michael Walton, who's doing research with us here in Hawaii. And he has determined that actually 741 is the F sharp note in
the
original solfeggio that is the exact equivalent to A440. So the pitch is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
That means now when you start to build a human being energetically, starting with C at your base chakra and building up from there, what ends up happening where you get to A440 or the F sharp, you're up at the neck or the throat chakra, which is the will center. And it literally cuts off the heart. If you begin and you standardize your tuning at A440, it's the 741 frequency, and that means it is exactly what you're saying is true, proven by a completely different approach, by a completely other independent investigator, confirming exactly what you're saying, is that A440 literally creates the devil's interval, and a disharmonic with 528 frequency of love, and literally then creates a human being to be virtually blocked from their heart down, so that the root chakra, the base, which is supposed to be grounded to Mother Earth, and having that flow of energy come up, conduct through our bioelectric hydrated bodies, and then up through the chakra, spinning chakra system, so that we're in line with and in balance with the universe and the creator in the musical mathematical matrix, it's blocked by A440 because it, comparing it to the original solfeggio, it's the sonic equivalent of 741. Now, something else I found in music, maybe you can give us more information because you're well studied, much more than I am. But I found over the last couple months, there's a lot of references to a, quote, central triad. And that when you're talking about threes, that it's all, they all resolve to threes. There's 528, 285, and 852. That's the central triad of love. When you look at 396, 639, and 963 triad, and folks, this is best viewed online. Go to thewaterresonator.com. Thewaterresonator.com. And you'll see the perfect circle of sound being used to literally transmit love and frequency resonance vibrations of love and thanks into the water using largely 528 hertz frequency. You can see the triads when you look at the perfect circle of sound. There's three triads. Now, the 741 is a different triad, and so is the 396. It's a different triad. And somehow it's interesting that modern music and musicians have stopped being taught about the triads and the harmonics within the triads. But at any rate, I just think that the research that Michael Walton has advanced concurs exactly with what you're saying from a different, completely different perspective, and shows us that what's taking place, why we're so mental, why we're so judgmental, why we're engaged in the egoic mind versus the heart mind. That means we're not open to the feminine, the intuitive, the more sensitive and feeling nature, and the love in our hearts are blocked when we go into our heads.
Mm-hmm.
This was done by intent for mass population control.
Yes. If I could comment on one thing, you mentioned the pitch, the F sharp, which is in the throat center. And it also represents speaking your truth. And when you're prohibited from speaking your truth, you will develop heart problems or even digestive problems. It causes a block in the energy flow in the chakras, which are in tune with these frequencies. Just as you said, we have seven of these tones, the fundamental tones, and we have seven chakras. And each tone represents a color, like you said, and someone with metaphysical sight can see the aura and actually see the chakras spinning. When they're unhealthy, they're dull, they can even be the wrong color or have gray sort of like a smoke or a film, if you want to use that term, that masks the light, both shining outward and inward. So these frequencies can really wreak havoc with our bodies. People dance to the music. They feel moved physically. In fact, that is another way to pull us away from our spirituality by causing us to focus our attention and our awareness on the physical. That even pulls us lower than the mental level or the universal mind, where all of these frequencies are there in their natural state. 741 also adds up, 7 and 4 is 11, and 1 is 12, 1 and 2 is 3. We have a 3 there. Again, all these frequencies are divisible ultimately by 3. Now, that frequency from let's say, C to the F sharp, the devil's tone, produces what is called the tritone. And as you move a chord or a key center from one key to another, you will produce that frequency when you flat the fifth or when you raise the fourth. And it divides the octave, as you mentioned, completely in half. So it is a very dissonant tone, and it, used in certain types of music, it has a very negative effect. It can sound nice because it can appeal to the physical senses, or it can appeal to the mind. And we have a society now with the mind control and the propaganda and the way we're presented information. It's done in a spirit of iconic worship and ego worship or ego reinforcement. The reality shows on television are based on ego. And you see these dysfunctional people doing very dysfunctional things, and that's taught to us as the reality. And nothing is further from the truth, which is why we tell people to turn off the television. Yep. And the music in the background is designed to enhance that. But people many times don't even hear the music. So
let me ask you something. Don, have you seen Phantom of the Opera?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you're gonna love this. I don't know whether you put this together yet, but folks listening, if you haven't seen Phantom of the Opera, you should do it. And remember, when you're watching it, this is what we're doing with Live H2O. Phantom of the Opera, the main song is Music of the Night. And the story of Phantom of the Opera deals with a satanic element. You know, the devil who takes a liking to a star in the play and basically is engaged in warfare, spiritual warfare, with the opera house owners. And because he's not getting his way, he ends up killing people. And one of the ways that he does that is he creates the chandelier, the big crystal chandelier, to fall from the roof in the opera house. And so the interesting thing about this, relevant to what we've been talking about, that's the music of the night. It relates this story to the propaganda that is currently circulating on the internet, that the Haydn's 96th symphony, 9 plus 6 is 15, 1 plus 5, that's 6, was called the Miracle. And the rumor that's circulating on the internet, I believe it's false, says that what happened when Haydn played the 96th symphony, a crystal chandelier fell from the ceiling down into the audience, miraculously not killing anyone. And so when you really study what Don is talking about, and we're talking about with the revelations of the original solfeggio musical scale, the Beethoven, the classical musicians who were paid by the royalty of Europe that held on to the priests as being the directors of the knowledge, the prime ministers, because they held the sacred knowledge about how to mathematically manifest wealth metaphysically, the power is in the priesthood. And that miracles happen because of the math. And so what this is really about is that the musicians, the classical musicians, knew about how to use the music of the light, the music of the night, and literally Haydn created the 96th symphony called the Miracle because this was 528 hertz. 5 plus 2 is 7 again, 8 plus is 15, that's 1 plus 5 is 6, that's MI6. That's how British Secret Service got its name, MI6, Miracle 6. So what we're doing with Live H2O, what Don has been talking about here, is opening up the heart chakra, balancing the love, bringing the love in full force from the heavenly throne, the master conductor, master composer, the universal orchestra singing love songs right now, lifting everything and everyone up right now. And so what we need to do is tune into, like in the Jewish religion, the Day of Atonement. We want to tune that tone, meaningful tone, get back in line with the tone of love. And that's what's been blocked. So the music of the night is extinguished at the end of the play, Phantom of the Opera. Love of this woman that the devil's in love with. Love conquers the evil. The devil dies. And ultimately, what happens is that the happy ending with Phantom is what we're about to produce with the concert to the living water.
That's correct.
Isn't that nice?
Well said. Well said. I find it interesting, too, that that the music of the night was written in a major key. It's intended to sound like a love song. But the frequencies also, in the sequence of the melody, they use every note in the scale. Many songs don't do that, but it's almost like do, re, mi. And there's a common use of thirds and fifths, and then a sequence of root up to the fifth. For you non-theoreticians, I'm just identifying the notes in the sequence of which is called a scale. I just find it interesting that after they come out of that song, all the rest of the music seems to be in a minor key, very dark sounding.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and they swing the chandelier over the audience. You see people duck and
yeah.
Yeah, that effect is in there. That symbolism is in that.
Oh,
like
totally.
Described.
It's totally incredible. You know, it was so funny because I was, you know how the Creator works in our lives, brother. You know, synchronicity, everything is a synchronous thing. You know, we're moving with the flow. The steps of the righteous are ordered, so we don't worry about stuff. We're always in the right place at the right time. And if we're in our heads, we just don't get it. You know, but if we're in our hearts, we get it. I was in Las Vegas, and I was about to write something that was relevant to this topic. And, you know, I never saw Phantom of the Opera. And my wife said, let's go see that play. So we went to see Phantom. I stopped what I was doing. I went out there for 2 hours, and I got this whole education by going out to see the play.
Well, I saw it in Toronto, and actually the lead was ill that day, and an understudy filled in, and it was one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard anywhere on the planet.
Wonderful.
It was really well performed, despite the fact that it was such a dark topic, I have to say.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful with other kinds of music, too. Because the music that we're getting through the media, through the mainstream record labels, is very, very orchestrated in terms of the amount of dark energy that goes into it. And so we can heal that also by moving to these other frequencies.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not a surprise that, you know, I've been finding that it's not easy to book major celebrity groups, you know, bands like getting to Moody Blues and getting to Crosby, Stills and Nash and getting in, you know, because folks, you have to understand, I'm executive producer for Live H2O, and I'm really from my heart wanting to make this the most wonderful event in Earth's history musically, and it has the capacity spiritually to be one of the most profoundly historic events in Earth's history. And so I'm really doing everything I can do, and I can tell you something. This industry, like every other industry, is so heavily controlled. I mean, you can't even get to these people. You know, if you want to ask them to do a benefit, man, you got to climb through magic hoops to even get to these people. And so, you know, it occurs to me that the way that the Creator is going to work here. Reverend Roxy, are you still with us?
I certainly am, and have been enjoying this conversation. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know,
with my soul, I understand what y'all are talking about.
I love you, too. You know, you shared with Dangerous George Williams that famous quote that you've shared with me delightfully. I'm now telling people about it because this is what we are going to do. We're going to have live H2O happen. And, Don, we're cutting into your showtime, so I want to just briefly complete this now, and then we'll move on to Evident Footprints.
Okay.
But, you know, the concept that we're creating everything from nothing, without multinational corporate sponsorship, with no money from big funding agencies, even the Live Earth and all the wonderful people that sponsored, like you met down there in D.C., Al Gore coming forward and helping Live Earth produce concerts that promote the climate change issues, and all of the money, the powerful forces that bring celebrities and bring rock concert top ticket items, you know, to the stages and to the broadcast media. This is impossible, literally, to do on the budget that we've got to work with. And yet, you know what? I have full faith and trust that we are going to create everything we need because it's the Creator's concert, and the Creator is going to show us what Dangerous George talked about. Reverend Roxy, go ahead. Share that.
We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. And without getting too long-winded, I just want to remind everybody that all things by their way, by their very existence, proclaim the glory of God and the praises of God. And so, therefore, we don't need Moody Blues. Moody Blues will be there because they are there because they are just one individual in a mountain of misery and a mountain of pleasure. And all the rest of the people out there that we are looking for will be there, the 144,000 voices. And
that's
we're really,
right.
I think the new stars are the ones who are going to be playing at 528. The new music that we haven't heard that we will begin to set our sights higher. Just like water rises as it rises and it seeks its own level. We will too. So therefore, I have very faith that we will do this, do the impossible with nothing. and that just with you and Don and the whole magic of the crew that we put together, it can only be momentous. And so, therefore, be patient, be persevering, and know that we are getting ready to do the holy experiment, which is the big what if. What if all of us tuned into the one frequency, that frequency, and proved something to ourselves and to the world, that which God has given to us naturally? He just wants us to remember, to resolve ourselves, to repent, to re-everything. Isn't that Ray, Ray, Do,
right,
Ray?
Yeah,
me?
Right. Resonance, mm-hmm. Hebrews, the universal resonance.
So with that, Don, I'm just so happy to have heard your voice, and that the things that we are talking about are the good news of the kingdom of heaven. And Dr. Lynn, I just want to thank you, and I want to thank all the people out there that were in D.C. and those that followed what was going on in D.C., for it was the prelude to what we know is going to be that which sets us free. And that we will live again in an existence of glory of God and praise God, and that those are the good deeds for the moment, for the very moment that we live in now.
Amen.
Amen.
You bet, sister. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh,
you're welcome to stay on.
You know what? I'm going to go because it's dark, and as I have that four-letter word, I have to go to work tomorrow. And I believe that you and Don are just doing so good, and I look forward to talking to you both real soon.
Okay.
Good
love
luck
you.
With your job, too.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Don, it's Evident Footprints. We're in, ladies and gentlemen, from Insight Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the end of Insight, and Don, take it away.
Okay. Dr. Lynn, you stay on the air. We've got to bring our guest on. We'll allow Seth to save your show, and we'll be right back.
Sounds
You're
good.
Listening to BBSRadio.com.